from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Police in New York are appealing to the public for information after an explosion in the Manhattan neighborhood of Chelsea injured 29 people late Saturday. Authorities call the blast an intentional act. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo labeled the incident an act of terrorism at a news conference on Sunday morning.
No one has taken credit. There have been no international groups that have put out any statements that are connecting them with this action.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio described the explosion as deliberate. Cuomo said an additional 1,000 police and National Guard troops will be patrolling the city's public transport system just to err on the side of caution. He added that all 29 victims have been released from the hospital. The explosion left debris and glass strewn throughout the streets and caused significant property damage. Images from the scene and from closed-circuit cameras around the blast show the windows blown out of cars and storefronts as pedestrians scrambled for safety. The bomb detonated in a bustling neighborhood filled with bars, restaurants, and residences during an especially busy time for the city as world leaders arrive in New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly this week. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations blasted Russia for calling the U.N. Security Council into emergency session late Saturday to review an apparently errant U.S. bombing run which may have killed dozens of Syrian government troops. Samantha Power said Russia's action was a stunt designed to divert public attention from some of the most systematic atrocities in a generation. This is VOA News. 17 Indian soldiers have been killed and nearly 20 wounded in the deadliest attack mounted by militants in two decades on an Indian army base in Kashmir close to the border with Pakistan. Officials say four heavily armed commandos using guns and grenades stormed the army camp early Sunday in Uri, which lies west of Indian Kashmir's capital, Srinagar. An army statement said four militants were killed. A search is underway for others possibly hiding in the area. The gun battle lasted for several hours and explosions could be heard throughout, according to local reporters. In a series of tweets, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi strongly condemned what he called the cowardly terror attack. A senior Somali military official was killed in a car bomb explosion in Somalia's capital Mogadishu on Sunday. A spokesman for the Mogadishu Regional Administration told VOA General Mohamed Robley Jamale, a.k.a. Gubale, and six of his bodyguards died when their convoy was hit by a car loaded with explosives near the entrance of Somalia's Ministry of Defense headquarters in Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. The general was the head of the 3rd Battalion in the Somali Army and was also a leading officer in the fight against the Somali militant group. Russians are voting to choose a new parliament. Charles Maines reports for VOA from Moscow.
The last time Russia held parliamentary elections, in 2011, opposition parties were banned from participating, and amid evidence of widespread vote rigging, tens of thousands took to the streets in protest, the biggest public challenge Vladimir Putin has faced in his 17 years in power. Political analyst Nikolai Petrov says the Kremlin has learned its lesson.
The Kremlin is not eager to practice large-scale fraud. It's eager to avoid any scandals, to avoid any threat of mass protests.
Kremlin officials say these elections are different. There have been raucous televised debates. A respected human rights campaigner now runs the election commission, and international observers from the OSCE are on hand to monitor the vote. There are also more parties, 15. Charles Maines, VOA News, Moscow.
Islamic State militants have claimed the assassination of three Pakistani military personnel in the country's northwestern city of Peshawar. Provincial authorities say that the slain soldiers were traveling on a narrow road in the Khazana area Sunday when armed motorcyclists ambushed their vehicle. Authorities have launched an investigation and several suspects have also been taken into custody in connection with the fatal attack. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.